any areas of clinical research in terms of myeloma that we haven't talked about? Particularly, you know, we talked about some of the newer agents and also some of the phase three studies. Any other research questions out there that you think are maybe going to have an impact on clinical practice in the future?
Well, I think there are a number of important things to talk about. I think DVT prophylaxis is an important one. There is now emerging data with the oral factor 10 inhibitors. I may have that number wrong, but it's an oral anticoagulant that actually may be better than low molecular weight heparin, clearly better than Coumadin, with less bleeding. I think incorporation of those kinds of agents into our prophylaxis schedule is actually very important. And it's not something that we've really talked about. We all dance around the idea of aspirin versus low molecular weight heparin. Low molecular weight heparin is very hard to get, especially for older patients. And so these oral agents may actually be the answer to that. So getting trials moving forward that use these agents as prophylaxis and demonstrating efficacy, I think, is very, very important.